This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Give us a call. 800-905-0989. That is the phone number called. It's also the text lines. If you don't have time to call us on the phone, you could text us. Everything from the week that was is back on the table, Lee. And we are awaiting your phone calls. We are trying this on a purely experimental basis okay. On Friday, on the last hour of the show. If it goes well, then we may begin implementing in the last hour show of other hours during the week, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Just remember, callers, your mission here is to make the host look good.
Yes, that is your mission. And by the way, I learned that from Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, exactly.
He used to say that.
Yes.
So, okay, Matt Taibbi tweeting late last night, there is no way for any corporate media outlet to cover this story at all of this classified data that has now finally just come out from the depths, the bowels, if you will, of the FBI in burn bags that were never set on fire. Thank God for that. There is no way, Matt Taibbi, journalist, writes, for any corporate media outlet to cover this story at all. Logistically, it can't be done without making major admissions. It will have to be reported out entirely by the independents. Another liberal journalist, Glenn Greenwald. I find it interesting that all of these journalists that are really on the cutting edge of breaking this are left-wingers or John Solomon, who I've never been able to figure out his politics.
Yeah.
Glenn Greenwald writes, the corporate media will not report on these new disclosures showing the CIA, FBI, Hillary's Russiagate fraud because they were its leading perpetrators. They gave themselves Pulitzers for it. If they have to talk about it, they'll just depict it as Trump persecuting opponents.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see a massive blackout this morning of this. And I'm already getting some of the trolls on my feeds this morning, just seeing things like, oh, you're going to be disappointed. This is wrong. Tulsi's fake. But they cannot address the substance of it. It's because it's so devastating.
So was Tulsi fake when she was running for the Democratic nomination for president?
Oh, I think she's pretty real.
Okay. Well, it's just amazing to me how people will the liberal trolls will turn on their own so quickly.
Oh, I know. And by the way, ironically, the beginning of her turning, because remember, she used to be a Bernie Sanders supporter. Okay, she was a hardcore leftist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she is now, but Hillary knocked her out of the primary by tarring her with Russia collusion fakeness, which we now know is fake, and someone named Julie made up on her campaign. That's the takeaway this morning. You want the basic news. Some gal named Julie on Hillary's campaign thought it'd be a really good idea to make up the Russia collusion hoax. So they just did. They thought they could get a nice bounce coming out of their convention by slinging this fakeness. And helpfully wrote that down. So we are now reading it this morning.
Yeah.
Texter writes, Democrats are using the Orwell book, A Cautionary Tale, as their playbook for their global agenda. I love this text because it just better summarizes what's going on right now than I ever could. Texter writes, we're in a very dangerous time right now. The deep state is not going to go down without a fight. It could get ugly in the next month, mm-hmm. in the coming months.
Yeah.
Folks, expect either another massive hoax or an attempted assassination or both. Because it's the only play they have left. It's the only play they have left. And look, you got to understand something for assassinations. There are a lot of whack jobs trying to kill Trump at any given time. There always is going to be. Same with every president. Right? I mean, we were picking up wackos at Bush's ranch who went down there to kill him. All you have to do is not pick them up. That's all you've got to do. You just got to let them go. You know they're there. You let them go. It's that simple. And then you just refuse to turn over the 30,000 pages that the FBI has on Butler. Just don't turn it over. Because it's a big secret. Hmm. So this isn't, you don't need some like cloak and dagger, you know, crazy. Just let him go. Texter writes, hey, Miss Tara, even with all the evidence, surely you don't expect the do-nothing Republicans to do something, do you? Oh, I expect Trump to do something. You are going to see them indicted. You can see all the wheels in motion for that right now. And again, you can't indict someone in Trump's case, Lee, when you don't control the DOJ, when you don't control the FBI, when the people who do are openly hostile to you and you do not have the goods, you do not have the hard evidence. We have people on our side controlling all of these agencies now and we have the evidence. Two things we never had before.
You know, I wonder if this information that just came out, this declassified stuff, if this was what Bongino was talking about in his recent email.
Oh, yeah, from the beginning of the week.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if this is it.
When he said it shocked him to his core,
right.
What we were finding.
Yep.
Oh, I hope this isn't it. I hope it's even better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Texter writes, bad media cycle for the Democrats. Cue the mass shooting. There's a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. Texter writes, Tara, but they played Mueller investigation all day, every day. Yeah, and mm-hmm. Mueller found nothing deliberate.
Right.
How do you put 36 FBI agents and DOJ investigators on this and not get anything we're talking about this morning?
Well, that's when there's nothing there to begin with.
Well, no, I mean, like, not get that this whole thing came from Julie and Hillary and they made it up, I guess.
They weren't looking for that.
Yeah, in between her being darted like an elephant with tranquilizers. I mean, they did. They tranked her. I'm still not over that. She was so crazy with the fits of rage and manic cheerfulness. I mean, we're not even talking Prozac here, like even lithium. They went for the tranquilizer.
See, that goes along with the whole thing about the story about Hillary throwing an ashtray at Bill.
I bet it was real. No wonder they tranked her. Bill's like, she's going to kill me.
Exactly.
And you know what's so remarkable? All of this lying and scheming, where we now are literally in what has been released last night, seeing the FBI operate as a branch of the Hillary Clinton campaign, is they knew how crazy she was. They knew the fits of rage. They knew how dangerous she was. They even knew about the internal DNC, that's Democrat Party National Committee Communications, where the Democrat leadership of the country was terrified of the woman in terms of her mental instability. And they're all working together, committing crimes to put her in office. What is it with this woman? I'm reading all this and going, how is she getting Obama to cover up her crimes? Why doesn't he just let her hang? I mean, Obama and Biden are like, she snaps her fingers and they do whatever she wants. I don't understand that part of it. She's just a Secretary of State. What power did she have over these people? How did she do this? Maybe we'll understand somehow. All right, let's jump on the line with Dan from South Georgia. Good morning, Dan.
Tara, what a pleasure talking with you. I just wanted to make it a point to call you and congratulate you for the incredibly great work you do. And I say that with full heartfelt. I spent 34 years in state and in federal government. I was an agent. I worked all over the United States. I've had plenty of intel briefings, and I can honestly tell you I'm amazed every morning on the work you do. And it's more than worthy enough to a simple word of commend is the least I can do, because I look forward every morning to hear how in the heck does she get this information? It's just been incredible.
So oh, I want to thank you. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's greatly appreciated here. And I listen to talk radio all the time. And for years, I got rid of my TV 11 years ago when I retired. And people thought I was an idiot because I would make comments about Obama and I was an agent. And people thought I was crazy about Comey. And everything you brought out has been so spot on. It just amazes me. So I just want to say thank you for everything you do and keep up the wonderful work.
Oh, well, Dan, thank you so much. You have totally made my day. I appreciate your phone call very much.
You earn more than that. I sincerely appreciate it. Thanks so much.
And Dan, thank you for your service to our country as well. 800-905-0989 is both the text line and the call-in line. 800-905-0989. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Folks, we are knee-deep in the phase in the war. Right now, they're using the blunt instrument of Epstein. I'm going to try to tie Trump to him with lies and innuendo. Trump is frantically scrambling across three courts to get the information James Comey's daughter put under seal about more than 40 Johns released to the public. Or, I'm sorry, more than 40 victims describing their abuse at the hands of Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. In other words, the uncorrupted data on who the Johns were. They're teeing up Ghislaine Maxwell to come in and lie to Trump about Trump and about Trump, you know, I don't know, she'll make up something. Trump is in the awful position. He's going to have to give her, he's going to have to pardon her. Or his DOJ is going to have to let her out of prison in some way in exchange for her not lying to Congress is what's getting ready to happen. There's no other way around it. And it's about to get real. And there's so many tentacles of this fight going on right now as John Brennan and the FBI former leadership are building out the censorship industrial complex throughout the world, awaiting another Democrat regime. And they can do a lot of damage in terms of shutting down X from abroad. I mean, France right now is a criminal investigation into Elon Musk and X, the idea being to shut it down. The real idea being, if you've watched, this is what they're doing. Elon Musk did bend the knee in Brazil, unfortunately. I said at the time, oh, what a disaster. They demanded that he censor political victims there, political dissidents who are part of the Trump-style party. And he did. He complied after they froze assets and threatened to jail. Actually did arrest his executives there. He complied. And they saw that. So what they're hoping is there's this fracture between Elon Musk and Trump and that they can get Musk to comply with the Online Safety Act and with the EU censorship regime and go ahead and censor Americans in order to keep X in the EU. They're hoping he's angry enough at Trump that he does it. So we're in the heart. I mean, we are in the grip of a death match. We could still have our freedom ripped from us any moment. And when that happens, Zuckerberg, I'll just start censoring again. By the way, and I'm going to hit the line in a second. Just hang on for a minute. Some people waiting. I want to tell you, like this week, my YouTube account went down. This is YouTube account number 3, by the way. It's about to go. I don't promote my show on YouTube because I don't want to teach you to go there because they'll just take it again. You know what's funny? Producer Tim will get a kick out of this. You know what they're using? Copyright violation. Yeah, same thing they were using in Facebook. They said I had violated Russian copyrights because I was playing Russian music, which I was not playing. And they shut down my stream on Facebook. I'm now getting the same thing out of Twitter, different company with different owners. And that's why I haven't streamed there lately. If you listen to me there, I'm sorry. I, like I said, I never promote that. I probably shouldn't even put it up. I shouldn't teach you to go there.
Yeah, they do that all the time.
Yeah, if you noticed, the stream was malfunctioning this week on our StreamYard because YouTube wouldn't take it. And they're saying it's the same thing that I violated copyright.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the same thing they did to me on Facebook back when they were still censoring. And they announced they were going to clean up accounts on YouTube, like clean up, you know, fraudulent, bad, like, you know, phishing scheme kind of accounts, which means me.
Yeah. It's just the people that they hate or disagree with.
Don't you think it's funny they did that right ahead of all this classified data coming out?
Oh, yeah.
Timing is amazing. So I've had somebody say, hey, you're not posting to YouTube. No, I'm not. I have streams off YouTube right now because they're getting ready to take my account and they want me to, you know, they just want me to stream one more time so they can make some fake copyright violation claims and pull me. And I'm not going to give them that satisfaction. So you're not going to see a lot of activity there on my YouTube account. I'm sorry. If you want to watch something, you can go to Rumble. They don't mess with me. So Bobby in Simpsonville calling in on the tariffs. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, good morning, Tara. How are you?
Good.
Great. It's great to speak to you. I'm going to say this again. Thank you so much. You are a truth warrior, and you're doing a fantastic job. You're better than everybody else, even when you wing it, okay?
Oh, well, thank you. I am winging it this morning because I was out late this night.
I heard you say that earlier. That's why my comment says, even when you wing it. So thank you so much. I want to speak about tariffs very quickly. You've done a great job, but there's something that I feel is missing from every single broadcast in the news, and that is who's paying the tariffs. The other countries are not paying the tariffs. American businesses are paying the tariffs. I run a small import company. I've done so for 22 years. There's no way I could buy my product in the United States anywhere close to where I buy it now, and I'm being hit with 50, 70% tariffs. I'm paying that. I write that check. And I'm not against what you say, that China needs to be punished for how they've treated a lot of things, but I want you to know that American businesses are taking on bullets and bleeding out before China pays.
Okay, let me ask you this, guy, because I'm very genuinely curious. What do you sell, and what are you paying tariffs? Because I don't know of any Trump tariffs that high.
I've handed you my business card. I sell mailboxes. I import them. They're very high end aluminum, and I get a great price, and I'm able to sell it at a place where American companies will, or American consumers can afford it and enjoy it. And I manage the quality. I run the factory. And the reason I do that is because it costs me as much money in the United States to powder coat a mailbox as it does to land one.
Wait, hold on. Now, you run the where is the factory?
It's in Chongqing, China.
You run the factory in China.
On the floor. I have employees on the floor.
But you can't get your goods back into the United States of America without getting hit with the tariff.
When I buy them, when I spend, $50,000, the United States government just hit me with an additional $40,000of they just took all my profit right off the top. So I have to raise my price, and then they're still allowing the Chinese to sell through Temu and Shine and Alibaba. Now, there was an executive order signed on Wednesday that stops at August 29th, but the big, beautiful bill codified it into law to stop in July 2027. I got with the senators from South Carolina, and I think it might have had something to do with them stopping the de minimis, but it doesn't stop me from having to pay 70% of my invoice value. I'm writing that check, and my business will be gone in 2 years. And that's okay if that's what it takes to make America great again. Let me tell you something. The message is distorted, and it breaks my heart every time I hear you say the other country's paying, because they're not. Your friends are paying, business owners are paying, all of us, and it's a panic everywhere. And so I just needed to share that with you, Tara, because you're a truth warrior and the truth matters. You keep saying the truth matters. This is important to me.
It does. And I don't have any doubt whatsoever. This may ruin some businesses. And I said it before, but I have, and I'd love to sit and talk to you for half an hour, Bobby. But I'd be very curious to find out what the people working in those factories make, whether they have any say whatsoever about whether they go to work in the morning, whether they're slaves. I would have a lot of questions for you about how that stuff is manufactured. I'd have a lot of other questions. Aluminum is one of the top things that China dumps. As you know, China subsidizes it artificially in order to put particularly American steel manufacturers but other manufacturers across the country. So you're not really making it cheaper. They are weaponizing it. And so I would have a ton of questions for you about, are you selling us slave made steel that has been subsidized by our worst enemy on earth in order to put others out of business? In which case, I hate anyone's business getting hurt, but we cannot continue that way. I'm just saying those are the questions I would have for you. And we'd have to talk for half an hour.
Tim's got my number. You call me anytime. Listen, I don't have slave labor. I'm not disagreeing with.
How do you know that? I'm just curious. I'm genuinely curious because my cousin owns a company like you do, and she had a factory too in China, and she shut it down. And so she was kind of familiar in her story. She would tell me, some of these people do not have a choice but to go to work. Like they are literally slaves. So I'd be very curious to see how you know that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know your situation. Go ahead.
Doesn't need to be changed, but I will say this in closing: our government made it where we had to go there to get anything reasonable.
Yes,
done.
They did.
Yes, by all the regulations, all the rules, and all those things can be redone. And it looks like we are. I'm not disagreeing with you, Tara. I'm not disagreeing with you either.
I appreciate it.
Great.
I
love you, and you are beautiful. Thank you so much for everything you do, okay?
Well, thank you. And again, I would have a lot of questions. I don't want to accuse you of anything.
Call me.
Okay. And here's the other thing. You are right. You have been forced down this hole, and it really started with NAFTA and all of that. What you ultimately need, what we ultimately need is for you to be able to affordably manufacture here. And the way we're going to get that, the way we are going to counter the Chinese slave labor, is with the cheap, abundant energy that the Democrats have deliberately, and George Bush, because really he paranoid putting this, I mean, he pioneered, putting this energy off limits. you know, as far as, you know, Republicans go. And Clinton did it too, but he was the first Republican to do it and made it okay. So we need to replace that slave labor with real affordable energy. And you don't need to have to go to China anymore because they are our worst enemy on earth. And let me just say one more thing, okay? I mean, we've watched them ship two bioweapons, either actively ship, and we caught them on the other one, that would destroy our crops, poison us, render us unfertile, kill some of us, cause our livers to collapse. And they're bringing that into the country. They are our mortal enemy. And so I hate what's going on with your business. And I truly pray and hope that you are able to find an affordable alternative that lets you keep your business and compete. I truly hope that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Let's see what folks are saying on there, reacting to some of that. Look, tariffs are not static. They're designed to bring about an outcome, to change a place that people do business. So if you don't like the tariff on, manufacturing in China, well, there's a lot of other countries you can manufacture in. And ultimately, my quibble with Trump, I think that we need to get this over quickly. I think we need to go 200, 300, 400%, whatever tariff on China ended. We cannot buy stuff from there anymore. We are at total war with China. Total war. You don't fund your enemy. And I mean, folks, I've been meaning to cut a Battleground America podcast. I've actually been keeping a list. I just haven't had time to do it because it would take me a couple of hours to do it. But just all of the ways. I mean, folks, China in December was bragging, its delegation met with the Biden administration, bragging about how they cyber hacked us. We just recently caught their solar panels that had interceptors in them that can shut down parts of our grid. We had the Wall Street Journal's incredible article on how they are so buried into our water treatment plants, our chemical plants, our nuclear plants, our grid, that they can shut it down at will, parts of it. Also, by the way, our ports, causing catastrophic problems. We just caught them shipping us blight, weaponized blight. You ever had blight on any of your like tomatoes? I've had it. It's just, you go out, you see blight. Oh, gosh. It's soul killing if you're a gardener. Well, they weaponized it. So it not only wipes out all the crops, so, you know, we starve, which is just the beginning. If you even get dust of it and you consume it, it is so toxic, it can kill you, destroy your reproductive system, and shut down your liver. That was just one of the bioweapons we caught them with. Just one. There was also a weaponized ringworm that was to catch, make sure we didn't have food, kill off our livestock. We caught them bringing that in. We caught them building a covert bioweapons lab on our soil. And the guy who did it was funded directly by China and had even written he wanted to bring down the wolf that was America. He had mice designed to carry COVID, including strains with a 40 to 60% kill rate. I had 10 of these. That's just three. That's just three. See the riots, the attacks on ICE going on all over the country, funded by China. Literally paying the Democrats to march in our streets. We can't trade with these people anymore. The people in the factories are slaves. They don't have any choice but to work where and how China wants them to. And steel's a great example. They will subsidize your steel there so as to shut down American steel. It's called weaponizing. It's not capital. This is what we are describing. This is not capitalism. It's not. And that's how he's using tariffs temporarily. Nobody says you got to go on paying a 70 to 80% tariff for the rest of your life. Stop manufacturing there. My cousin did. She was able to charge more, a little more for her products. She did this years ago. I mean, not because of Trump. She was able to charge a little more for her products, but she ended up with much better products because the quality control in China was terrible. It was actually quality controls why she pulled out of China, not slave labor. But but we need to, here's the thing, the big picture that we need to realize is there's going to be one lone world superpower, and that person and people, they're going to control the AI, and the AI is going to control everything. It's either going to be us or China. And you believe me, you do not want your grandchildren growing up in a world where China is the lone superpower. The horror of that is unimaginable. So this idea that we can like trade with them and buy their stuff, no. No, we can't. There are plenty of other countries with cheap labor, maybe not as cheap as slaves, but cheap labor that we can buy stuff from that are not trying, like just in the last few months, to kill us, to destroy us. Never mind the almost 300,000 that have been killed by fentanyl, which is weaponized. Never mind, by the way, this is number four on there. Never mind the fact we were negotiating with them just a few weeks ago. And one of the things they put on the table and offered is, hey, we'll stop killing you with fentanyl as part of the deal. And folks, you got to understand something. I just maybe had some critiques for the caller. Nice guy. Really glad he listens. But this is my critique with Trump, too. And I'll say this in Besson. Well, you cut a trade deal with China? I don't understand. Nothing less than total cessation of trade and absolute decimation of backdoor trade is acceptable. This idea, we'll cut a deal with them. I don't care how good it is. And I'm sure he'll get a good deal. I don't care. It's not, I'm not interested. Not when you send ringworm and blight to kill my children. I don't care what the terms are. It's not interested. The only deal with China is no deal. We're done. We go full on trade war with them. May the best man win. And I think we could shut them down. And so every time I see Besson going, oh, we're on the edge of a trade deal with China, I just cringe. Whew. Text to rights, you mean like Pfizer, Moderna, and Warp Speed tried to kill us? Well, Glad you brought that up. This is from the text line. Where did that virus come from? I rest my case. Texture rates, we need to cut the head off the dragon. I don't know any other way. I really can't come up with one. I really can't. All right. Let's jump on the line with Liz from Reedville. Real quick, Liz, on the sheriff's debate.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say real quick, thank you for the forum last night. It was very informative, and we all appreciate that you took the time to do that for all of us. People need to understand that this is one of the most important elections we've had in almost 20 years. And if they want to get a change for our county, they need to understand that we've been through enough turmoil and corruption to last a lifetime already. And they need to get up and go vote to get rid of the good old boy system. If you want the corruption cleaned up and the department and county council, then you need to get off your duff, go to the polls and vote for a candidate that will do that. I know that Rhines claimed that department isn't broken, and yet he said at the forum last night what he was going to do to fix it. So you can't have that both ways. Rick Stevens has been consistent in stating the problems were not just with the former sheriff's behavior. You know, the county council was involved, upper echelon was involved in creating the vacuum of the corruption. And we need to weed it out so the hard work and trustworthy deputies can do their job. They were hired to protect the citizens, and they're being held back because of, you know, fear of retaliation and reprisal. The old adage is a few bad apples can spoil the whole barrel. Well, right now the barrel's got a lot of good guys in it, and we need to get rid of the spoil. So please, if you could every day, just remind people that we need to go vote on Tuesday and put a good sheriff into the community that's going to be trustworthy and transparent and help our law enforcement so that they can do their job.
Absolutely. And one of the best ways to do that, I think, and thank you so much for your phone call, is to just go and watch the Sheriff's Debate for yourself, decide for yourself. Thank you, Liz. And we've got it up right now on our website, 989WORD.com. And again, that is the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Debate. You can go vote on August 5th. And keep in mind, I'd be shocked if there's not at least one primary runoff, if not two, because there's nine candidates. So, you know, that bad candidates get through in these very small turnout runoffs. It's people who have more friends and family. And so, you know, just kind of note that it's August 5th and note that there's also probably going to be a runoff. We'll be most shocking news of the week, y'all. That man, Comey, you know, the dude running for mayor of New York, man, Comey, is now polling at 50%, 5-0. The more they find out how much he hates capitalism, the more they find out how much he loves communism. The more they find out how much he hates Jewish people, loves terrorists, the more popular he becomes. Think about this. This is not a poll, remember, in the Democrat primary. That's over. This is a poll in New York. He's at 50%. But that's not even the scariest part. The scariest part is that there are three other people in that race. And combined, they're still polling behind him. They're still polling at less than he is. That is not good. And I know I'm in the minority of this. On this, people on our side love the entertainment. And they want to see him become, you know, mayor, so they can mock the disaster that ensues. But I'm here, and this is going to somehow prove to everybody that you know, they shouldn't vote for Democrats. Well, I'm sorry, folks. The only thing that's getting proved right now is every Democrat in the country is watching this and realizing that man, Comey, coming out as a commie and being a commie, has vaulted him to a position he is no way, no how qualified to have. And every unqualified Democrat's now going to come out as a communist and run as one. And they're going to try to out-radical each other because they just watched man, Comey. This is not good. This is a disaster because it means at a minimum, bare minimum, yes, there will be chaos. There will be a lot of blood, but it means we're going to lose territory. And the military is going to have to take it back on our soil. America will fragment. We will become blocks. There is no other way around this. So, Mancami wanting to now look after the mass shooting like he's a police supporter was out lying this week.
Over the course of this race, I've been very clear about my view of public safety and the critical role that police have in creating that. Over the course of this race, I've been very clear about my view of public safety and the critical role that police have in creating that.
Uh-huh. He vowed to defund them. This is him a year ago.
Are you for defunding the police? Are you for a serious reform that people can see on the ground?
I am in favor of defunding the police.
Can you elaborate?
Yes. What that means is that right now in New York City, we have a budget of close to $6 billion for the New York City Police Department. Mm-hmm. And that is an astronomical figure.
Wow.
And I think that what we need to do is not chip away $1 million or $5 million. I think in this first year, we need to take $1 billion out of that budget. And I think that we need to reinvest that money into social services.
Whew. Okay. Texter writes, Freddie Humor from the Babylon Bee. Biden excited to see what the auto pen comes up with for his new memoir book deal. You know what my favorite Babylon Bee headline was this week? Liberal judge who orders Sydney Sweeney to gain 100 pounds. Cut her hair short. Texter writes, John Durham is looking worse and worse. You know, I'm just waiting for somebody to start asking questions about Bill Barr. He's looking really bad, too. I'm just waiting for somebody to notice that he presided over all of this. Yeah, he's a Bush guy. That's why. Texter writes, Tara, listening to you while on vacation in Nashville, you do a great job. And yes, we need to cut China off at the knees. Are we close to opening any more rare earth mineral mines? I hope so. Where they have expedited the permitting process. So I certainly hope that is the case. They probably will not announce that until the, like, you know, dead reckoning day of the opening because they don't want liberal groups suing them. They want to open them and then try to get them to shut down. It's harder once you've hired people and you're up and running. Text writes, hey, Terry, you're too young to remember the brouhaha with Hildebeest using the FB lie to create dossiers on members of Congress. Lee might be old enough to remember. Well, I knew about that. I've read about it. Yeah. Secret documents on them. Absolutely. Let's see. Texter writes, I feel for the, I don't know what Emerson. Oh, the man. I feel for the man who might lose his business in 2 years. We might lose our freedom. Evil very seldomly presents itself as evil. It comes in the form of opportunities that appeal to us. My grandma said daily, if you lay with the dogs, you will get up with fleas. Yes. And I just want to wrap the show today thanking you for hanging with us all week. Thanking you for making this show number one in the market. And the show after this, number one in the market. And the show after this, number one in the market. The show after that, too, number one in the market. Our best ratings period ever, and we couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much. Mike Gallagher is up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.